8 tries today, Martin. Mission accomplished?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a week off last week, so it was interesting to see how we would perform. And I thought the first half in particular, I thought we were very, very good. I thought defensively, we didn't give them a sniff. Dealt with their runners, and they're a good team. And then in attack, we were clinical. Started the second half, not so well. We went asleep a little bit. They came back into it. But again, you know, we came through that tough period and in the end scored a couple of great tries at the end. But, you know, delighted with the result and delighted with the scoreline.
They're always relative unknowns, are they, playing sides at the bottom of the table, because you can never be entirely sure perhaps what they're going to do next.
Absolutely. And we respect everybody in this league, because on your day, if you're not switched in, you can get beaten. But we knew that we'd be confident going into this game. They've had a few changes and they're a good team. You know, we've analysed them. We didn't underestimate them. They're a good team. They're pretty solid normally defensively. So for us to score 50 points against them, I'm delighted. But it's about us, and if we continually improve in, we keep working hard and we keep focused on what we need to do, then it's going to take a good team to beat us. But, you know, as I said, any team in any league position in this championship can beat anyone on their day. So, you know, for us, it's just continually improving what we're doing. We'll analyse the game and look at little bits where we can improve and keep our feet firmly on the ground and go forward.
Watching the game today, I got the feeling that you didn't perhaps need to be in fifth gear. Would that be fair to say? There's perhaps still more in the tank?
Yeah, I think it was boggy conditions, and some of the rugby that we played in those conditions I thought was superb. I don't think it looked at times, you know, certainly from the stand, we were in probably third gear and not first gear, but I think that was because we were pretty calm about what we needed to achieve and how to do that. And I think that comes from confidence. I think that comes from the guys knowing the game plan, understanding. I thought, I said, defensively, we were great whilst we didn't put loads and loads of massive hits in. You know, I thought structurally we were superb and didn't give them a sniff. And that is a sign of a good team when you're in that third gear and there are calm heads around them. And then when we go up the other end and we're really clinical. So,
another sign of a good side, surely, is the ability to just say, look, reset. Things may not be going particularly well in this particular phase of the game. There was a couple of mauls, I think, that didn't quite go to plan, but your side just reset and got over the line eventually.
Yeah, and that's the confidence in the guys. You know, they're consistently putting pressure on teams, and I think that's the thing for me. You know, we don't let teams off easily, and when we do, we go back up there and again put the pressure on teams. You know, we've got a good defence. Teams in this league are going to have to be pretty good if they're scoring from their own 22. And to be fair, we didn't give Doncaster much territory or possession, but when they did have it, we had to defend very, very, very well because they were a threat. But we did that very well, and then obviously turned them over, went back up the other end, and scored some good tries.
Let's look ahead now. Cornish Pirates away. It's one of the tougher trips in this division.
Well, it's a massive challenge for us because they were in the final last year, and they're a really good team. I know they've lost a few players, but they beat Rotherham by 50 points a couple of weeks ago at home. So they're going to be really a real tough outfit, expecting a big game, but a massive challenge for us, and probably an easier challenge for us in terms of getting up from an attitude point of view than today. But it's a lot of hard work over the week to put us in good prep for next weekend, and you know, we're going to go there confident, but it's going to be a hell of a game. It'll be physical. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but we'll have to see. We play our game and we play the way we want to play, then we've got a chance.
Is it fair to brand the game perhaps as not season defining, but a game that sets a marker down? Because the bookies would say that yourselves and Cornish Pirates will be up there towards the end of the year.
Well, there's a long way to go, and away from home, you've got to pick up results, and we're going to some tough places. We've been to Bedford, almost beat them, bar an injury time try. You know, we went to Newcastle, were competitive for 40 minutes, and by the end, they came through with it. And we're going to another tough one in Pirates. So, great for us, because this is the challenge that we want. If we're going to finish in the top four, we need to go to places like this and come away with a victory, or at least be very, very competitive. So, this is the last game before we've played everybody. So once we've played these guys, we're back in then to the second half of the season. So it'll be a real good opportunity for us to assess where we are then.
That's a really good point to finish on as well, the idea that you are pretty much now at the halfway point of the season once you get next week out of the way. How have you settled in here? This is your first season here at Nottingham. Would you have said that things are going well so far?
Yeah, I think they've been going to plan. I think the effort and the work rate and the spirit from the staff and from the players has been fantastic. And made my job very, very easy, and I'm delighted to be here, and it's gone very, very well. But that's for us to look at that and look at how we can improve things, because that's where we want to finish at the end of the season. We're halfway through and we want to finish up there come the end.